cool. So thanks for coming. I'm so excited. Yeah. This is like one of my biggest, favoritest passion projects ever, for sure.
Yeah.
So what I know about you is, and then you can give your bio, is you do sales, you manage a sales team, and you use energy work to drive them as opposed to like the hustle and grind mentality that's like kind of old school. Is that like accurate?
Yeah. So 2019, 2020, I got into a lot of like spiritual development, human development, stuff like that. And I saw how it was affecting my life. And I saw the things I was able to, you know, whether you call it manifest or attract, you know, different circumstances, different things in my life. And I was like, okay, so, you know, this isn't necessarily so much about the hard work, grind, hustle mentality that drives a lot of people into the ground. This is more about change from within, and then you're going to attract the circumstances. You're going to attract the people in your life that are going to advance you to the next level and is going to be, you know, resonant with who you actually are. So I've seen that in my life. Like, identity shifting is a huge thing for me. State change is a very, very huge thing. Like, I knock on doors for a living. So I've been doing that for 3 years.
Which, by the way, is like the hardest type of sales, right?
Oh, yeah. No, it's
statistically speaking, I think door-to-door sales is the hardest.
Yeah. And so that was my whole thing, was like, okay, I wanted to get into sales. I wasn't really good at speaking with people, like the communication aspect, it wasn't that good. I was kind of introverted. I didn't want to be introverted. I wanted to be able to express myself and talk and stuff, but I would always be like, like, and it was really fidgety, if that makes sense. Like, I wasn't good at relaying my point. And so I've always wanted to do coaching and consulting and stuff like that. And so I was like, okay, I need to get into some level of sales. Got into solar the financial aspect of solar is just crazy. But as far as like communication, human development, networking, being able to articulate yourself in a good way, going and knocking on doors, it puts you at the front lines of, hey, you got to figure it out. Otherwise, you're going to sound like a moron right in front of this person. So, I mean, I think I calculated the other day, I was honestly curious, but I've done over 5,000 hours of knocking on doors in the past 3 years. And so,
oh my gosh,
it's just completely transformed my life. But through that, I liked the recruiting aspect, and I knew that I wanted to lead people. And I knew that from what I was seeing, this hard work mentality just drove people into the ground. To knocking on doors, it's more of a longevity game, because you see these people that are really, really good, but after 6 to 8 months, they're exhausted from knocking doors. Like, people can only handle so much rejection, but if you can feel the value from within and see yourself as valuable and change your state and be in a good state, going out and knocking on doors, like, the doors are 100% a reflection of who you are that day. I'm a firm believer, like, yeah, you're going to get
the guy. Oh my God, I love that.
It's so true. Like, you're going, if I'm mad or if I'm bringing out negative energy into an area, people are going to feel that, and people are going to respond and be exactly how I am. Like, if I see myself as lower, if I see myself as not worthy of being able to give the value, then they're going to be like, dude, scram. But if I show up and I'm the professional and I'm the guy that is like, hey, this guy knows what he's talking about. He brings really good energy. Like, he's a good dude. And he's just genuinely looking to build a relationship. And if he can help me out, sweet. That is more or less what has been able to keep me in the game for longer than those 6 to 8 months, and just being able to go out every day and knock on doors. So, yeah.
So I have so many questions now. So thank you for that. And you're in California.
Yeah.
And are you running a team now, right?
Yeah, I run a team of about 8 to 10 guys right now that are under me. But in our office, we have probably like 40 to 50 guys. And so it's all these different teams in the Sunrun, in the office in San Diego.
So very similar to real estate and any, right? Like, you get good and then you recruit people under you, and they do, you teach them to do what you were doing. And
exactly. Yeah.
Coaching. Yeah. So you do not come across as an introverted or having trouble speaking at all. Like, especially on your social media, I guess that's like part of your practice is social media, because your messaging is so inspiring and very clear.
I appreciate that. It took me a long time to do that. As I said, like, I was terrified to talk to people.
Really?
Like, my gosh. So it was one of those things. I just felt like I, and again, it's all an identity thing. So I used to identify as like the, like I'm 6'3", I'm like a bigger dude. And so I used to like identify as like this big, like dopey dude. And that's how I came across. Like that's how people perceive me because that's how I perceive myself. And until I started working on, again, call them like limiting beliefs or call them whatever you want. Like I call it identity. If your identity is that, that's what's going to come across. And so I wanted to learn to communicate really effectively. I knew that any type of like financial transfer or, you know, wealth transfer, anything like anything that is moving money is all about relationships and building connections and stuff like that. And so I'm like, all right, if I can communicate better than 99.9% of people, then I'm never going to have to worry about like the financial aspect. I'm never going to have to necessarily worry about, you know, being able to get a job or so. It was more of like a security thing at first. And so I wanted to get at least proficient. And then as I kept doing the door to door stuff, I just kept seeing myself get better and better. And now I'm at the state where I'm like, man, I really want to teach people how to genuinely build connections with people, build relationships with people. And that is all through communication, verbal and nonverbal communication. And so if
mostly
you can,
non.
Yeah, 100%, 99%. Yeah. Yeah. So like, that's why I was like, hey, instead of being over the phone sales or any other type of sales, I'm like, hey, I want to get in front of somebody because I'm going to fall on my face 500 times before I start to like get the hang of it. But what it's going to do is it's going to push me to a spot where I need to figure it out. Otherwise, I'm just going to keep failing. And so when you have that pressure, you're going to turn into a different identity or a different, you're going to have to show up in a different state. You know what I mean? And so there's just so much learning that comes into play with it.
That's why I love entrepreneurship and sales, right? There's so much growth opportunity personally.
Yeah.
And of course, like the business side is just a reflection of that, but it's just never ending. Like you could just keep going and going. If you're an avid learner, it's the most fun playground ever.
It's the best. Yeah, that's exactly what I tell my team. I'm like, if you think the right way, then going out into a neighborhood, like it's very daunting for a lot of people because they're like, dude, like there's people behind these doors that haven't even thought about my product in the past 6 months, don't want my product. And I'm going up to them and trying to build a connection and pitch them. And you have probably like 3 to 5 seconds to build some level of something with people. And so that skill set right there is worth more than gold. Because if you can do that and you can do it in front of a door at someone's home where they're comfortable and they were probably watching TV or cooking dinner or playing with their kids and like their mind was just so that way. And now you're trying to direct their focus into this and then create some level of value where they're like, hey, I like this human being and I like the thing, like what they're selling or their service is making sense. Let me move forward with this and not focus on all of the 15 other things that go on in our life throughout the day. If you can get that and build that skill, as I said, like you become unstoppable. And so
Capture.
That was really the whole thing for me. I was like, I just want to like I want to be super comfortable with that, so I don't necessarily have to worry down the road of like, oh, do I need to get another job? You know, is this business going to work? Because the forefront of everything is sales. And so if I can sell, then I can also bring my creative side. And that's like where all this content comes from. Bring that creative side and then sell the creativity. And then that's pretty much all business is. You know what I mean?
So exactly. So did you start out doing the hustle and grind side of things?
So before
old school sales, way of being successful?
Yeah, so I graduated in Pennsylvania. Well, I graduated college in Pennsylvania. And then me and my wife, we were like, hey, we're either going to stay here and plant our roots here, or we're going to move out to California. And I always had dreams of like modeling and acting. Like I always wanted to build like some level of like personal brand. I didn't want to rely on a company or anything to you know, manage my income, if that makes sense, or provide me an opportunity. I always wanted to build something for myself. And so instantly and very like you know, surface level. I was like modeling and acting. Sweet. Let's go to San Diego. Let's just go to California. Let's figure it out. And so like, I'm from small town PA, like not knowing anything about it. We kind of jumped down there and it was a grind, and it was just like, dude, I'm just exhausted from this. I don't get it.
Yeah. Modeling and acting. My God, yeah. Talk about rejection.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. It sucked. And I was like, how are people doing this right now? And then for anyone listening, I got into the teachings of Neville Goddard and Abraham Hicks and like all these different like you call it, yeah, like mystical type stuff. Like I got into the personal development. I read, my first book I ever read was Psycho Cybernetics by Maxwell Maltz. It's literally a foundation of like how the mind works. It talks about self-image and like wherever you're pointing, that's where you're going. Like if you're pointing at failure, you're going to fail. If you're pointing at success, you're going to stay on that path to success. Like you might have the failures and stuff that slip and fall on certain spots, but you're still pointing this way. You're going to go this way. Like I saw both sides. Like I saw the hard-nosed, like, go grind it out, 100-hour weeks. Like I saw that, but it never resonated with me. I'm like, I don't want to do that. Like, I don't want to be miserable on my day to day. Like, as corny and cliche as it is, this is what, you know, we have one life, and I don't want to spend 4 years being miserable to live the remainder of my, like, that doesn't appease me. So Abraham Hicks and Neville Goddard are pretty much the staples of like my understanding of stuff. Like I do a lot of education through that. Read The Power of Awareness by Neville Goddard, and it was talking about, you know, whatever you perceive your reality to be, that is what is going to come to pass. And that also aligned with Abraham Hicks, where she was like, hey, you can think however you want to think. There is two ways of thinking. You can think bad about yourself, and you can think bad about your life, or you can see the good, and you can point that direction. There's two ends of the stick. There's good and bad, and you can focus on the good stuff. And as you focus on the good stuff and you bring that more into your awareness, more is going to follow. It all plays into itself, like gratitude, appreciation, all these practices that we have, like remaining present, like all of this stuff, it all plays into itself. And it's all about just being good within and finding your balance within and seeing yourself how God sees you, essentially. Read Outwitting the Devil recently, and it talks about how like that negative mind is a lot of the devil just like working in its way into your mind and planting weeds in your mind and stuff like that. Once I got into the energy work and was like, okay, let me clear up my energy. Let me see myself in my highest form. And though I may not be it right now, I can continuously show up and persuade myself, no, this is who I am. Some rough patches, you know what I mean? Like I don't have everything perfect, but I'm going to see myself in my highest. And from there, that is when modeling took off and acting took off and I got signed.
Interesting.
Crazy, yeah. And so I was like, okay, well, now I have the modeling and acting stuff. It was cool. It wasn't the finances that I thought it was, to be honest. I feel like if I pushed it a little further, but at some point it got too like surface level and I'm like, I'm providing zero value other than, you know, me being handsome on a poster. Like it's like, it was like.
And for somebody so deep, that is a very surface level job, I can see.
Yeah. Yeah. And so I was just like, okay, this kind of sucks. Like, and I'm learning all of this heavy stuff as far as like spirituality and consciousness and stuff. And so that's when I started posting content. And in the meantime, I was learning scripts for commercials and stuff like that. And I was like, okay, cool. And then my buddy, he got into solar and he was practicing a script and I was practicing a script. That script for me made me like $1,400, and I had to travel because I then moved to Arizona for a little while. Had to travel back to LA for $1,400. I'm like, well, this is just going to completely eat all of my profit
from this. Yeah.
And so, but that week when he was practicing a script and he made like $8,000 closing a couple deals. And I'm like, what the heck? Like I'm just practicing the wrong script. And so taking all of this stuff that I learned, like practicing the scripts and like the energy work, healing work, I just took that and applied it to sales and learned sales. And I'm like, okay, well, if this helped me like this and it shifted my reality and shifted the results that I was getting, then I can definitely do this in sales and I can definitely attract the clients that I want and build my value and build myself and build my identity to like, hey, no, I'm good at this. In that, like, you get the confidence to approach people and talk to people on their doorstep, and that feeds, right? Like, those people can see that, hey, this guy knows what he's talking about and he's confident in himself and he know he can relay and provide value to me. And so that's where a lot of that comes into play.
Door to door sales is an immediate feedback loop from people, whether you like it or not.
That's the thing. And there's obviously times where like I'm not that good at it, right? Like there's times, you know, like
you're off. Yeah.
I have an 18-month-old son, and like sometimes it's like my mind's all over the place. And when I go out to neighborhoods and my mind isn't in hood and it's not on providing value, and you know, there's been certain times where like we over leveraged ourselves on investments and stuff and money was tight, and when there's that scarcity there, it's like, oh my gosh, I have to get a deal, and that feeds off. And so there's all these different, like, it's definitely the state you're in that is creating the results that you're getting. 100%. I've never seen more proof of it in my life than the past 4 years.
I love that. It sounds like you've learned it earlier than later, which is amazing. I did the whole hustle and grind thing for quite some time in real estate, and then learned all the business stuff, and then finally got a life coach and learned all the energy work. And I was like, what the?
Well, that's what inspired me to reach out to you, because I was like, okay, like this is somebody that understands it and like is open to having the conversation of like, hey, this hustle and grind, like there's good in it, but eventually there is the, oh my gosh, like how long do I have to? And then you kind of realize that all of these people that are of higher value and that actually are killing it are using the energy work, even though they, like, even if they don't necessarily like know they're doing it, like they know they're doing it, you know, they're using it without knowing, you know what I mean?
Yeah. And if they, and if they could become more consciously aware of what they're actually doing, they could increase their results as well. Like, I'm still a baby at this, by the way.
Yeah. It's crazy. Like it takes you down a deep rabbit hole for sure.
Only started getting coached on it 2 years ago. So we've spent 2 years on it. And so like a baby on it in comparison to my 10 years in real estate, still a baby at it. And I still need to practice it in full form of like business.
Okay. Yeah.
So you said you had techniques and practices to shift your energy or change your energy. Like, what are some of those tangible things?
Yeah, I think scripting is a really, really important thing, especially if you're trying to like go from A to B. I think it's one of those things that there's a lot of like self-reflection that you need to do, because your most authentic self is going to be your highest energy and your highest vibration, quote unquote. And so I think it's not necessarily like an addition of like, here are all the things that you need to do. It is actually like, hey, here are the things that are not in alignment with who I genuinely am. And so it's a stripping away of these doubts and limitations. As I said, like this past year has been a huge shift for me in my mindset, because I've gotten a lot more into faith and God and stuff like that. And I'm seeing that all of this aligns with, okay, how does God see me in this moment? And that is the foundation of everything I go towards. And so it's, okay, God sees me as divine. I'm anointed. I am made in his image. Like that's a biblical principle. Like we are made in his image. There is no flaws. It's not like, I posted a video that actually had pretty decent engagement. It was, hey, like the growth mindset is cool, but what if it's not necessarily about us growing? What if it's us already being perfect? And we just need to strip away all of what is not, all of the doubt, all of the limitation, all of the fear, all of the scarcity. What if life inherently is perfect and complete, and we're just here to be in a good state? And the problem is we have let the devil or whatever, like like these energies or whatever come in and fill us with this doubt. And like I always say, like, we're all diamonds, we just have mud on us and we need to be polished. Like that is like that's how I see it. I don't see it as, hey, I'm this rock that needs to turn to a diamond. It's, hey, no, I am already made in his image. Yeah. I need to remove the doubt. And so that's where discernment comes into play for me. Like going back to your question is, you know, like the practice is, okay, the thoughts that I'm thinking, the things that I'm feeling are like, if God is this perfect, like if God sees us as perfect, like, is this in alignment with that principle? And if it's not, if there's any doubt, if there's any limitation, if there's anything like that, then I know that that's not right. You know what I mean? That's not the right way to be thinking about this current situation or the current circumstances or whatever. Like everything.
You're like consciously not accepting that thought anymore. Exactly. Yeah. So I had like an aha about this at some point in my last 2 years. I was like, you know, like a lot of people always talk about how to try to raise your vibration and try to raise like your energy. And I had the aha of it's not actually raising your energy. It's removing the people or the toxic environment or it obviously the internal thoughts as well that are not serving you. It's really about removing those things that allow you to be your highest version of self. It's nothing else that you have to do in addition to.
Yeah. And so Abraham Hicks, she talks about like we're like a cork in the water. And so the problem is we all pull ourselves down with this limitation and this fear and this doubt and like all of like the quote unquote negative stuff. But life is natural well-being. Life is life is God, and God is natural well-being. It's the energy. It's the highest frequency. The problem is us as humans having free will, we can pull ourselves down and we can focus into all these things that we think are like troubling us, and it's just pulling us down and pulling us down. Our goal, and this is why meditation is, it works so well for everyone. It's a universal thing. What meditation does is it allows you to quiet the mind that is pulling you down. And so naturally you're going to float to the top. That's why everybody talks about the benefits of meditation, is because it makes you come back to center. You don't have all of this stuff pulling you down, and now you're just floating back up.
So my dog, he's actually still a puppy, absolutely out of control right now. So when you say scripting, what are you referring to? Like, are you journaling? Are you reading scriptures from the Bible? Like, break that down a little bit more for us.
Yes. So I'm journaling. Like I obviously do like the things I'm grateful for and stuff like that. I am big on not saying I'll make $1 million. It's I am a millionaire. Like, again, it's like, you know what I mean? It's not like the
claiming
goals
it now versus in the future.
Exactly. Like the goals are the goals, right? Like there's external stuff. The only reason why we actually want that stuff is to feel how we would feel if we had that stuff. You know what I mean? Like the only reason
why I literally said this the other day.
It's crazy. Like the only reason why you want the $1 million is because you want to feel like a millionaire. The only reason why you want the healthy body is because you want to feel how it would feel to be healthy. You know what I mean? Like you want to be like, wow, like my body like feels good. Like, and you feel confident in that, right? And so my whole thing is I am going to practice the identity. Like I'm going to take the actions of being a business owner or being a content creator or being a, you know, like if I wish the number one door-to-door guy in San Diego, like, right? Like it's that stuff of like, okay, this is who I am. This is who I'm showing up as. It's never about, you know, I'm going to make this and I'm going to drive this. And like, there is, you know, that can help you feel a type of way. For me, it's always been like all character development, only focused on like who I want to be, not so much what I want to have. Because there's like, again, this is biblical, like be, do, have, like that's a real thing. In order to have, you have to do. In order to do, you have to be the person that does. You know what I mean? Yeah. And so like the problem with consistency and going back to this like hustle and grind mindset and why people can't stay consistent is because they're trying to do things, but their identity is in not being that or trying to get there. So like for me, I at one point was around like 280, 290 pounds. Like I was a bigger dude. I wasn't like, I wouldn't say like fat, but like I was like I had extra weight on me. Like I come from a pretty big family. Like it was just an identity thing for me. And so I would try to get healthy and I would try to lose the weight. And like I would, it was always a yo-yo thing because my identity was rooted in being a bigger dude trying to lose weight. Until I changed my identity to, and this is something I'm still actively working on, like with a coach, is like, I am an athlete and I, like, my body is a Ferrari. It's not a Camry. Like, so don't feed it like a Camry. You know what I mean? It's that type of thing. And so once those identities, like those little things about everything, you know, how you show up in relationships, your finances, or your fitness, like your family relationships, everything in your life, your networking, like how good you are at communication, all of these little things, we have little identities that are either helping us or they're 100% hindering where we're trying to go. And so it's just aligning with, hey, I'm trying to be this human being. What type of human being do I want to be? Do I want to show up this way or that way? You know what I mean? And so that was really just like it was such an impactful time when I learned about the power of awareness and like all the Neville Goddard talks and like all of this identity shifting and everything like that. Like we are so much more than we actually believe we are. And I think there's a lot of people that are stuck in an identity that is not serving them and is not helping them and they don't like, you know what I mean? And so like they're trying to be this other person.
They don't
person.
Like the results. And so they're like, yeah.
Yeah.
Negative about that the results aren't showing up. Yeah. So you do scripting. Do you do, which I think another term for that of what you're describing is affirmations, like you're rereading who you are to shift your identity, which by the way, I like your concept there, shifting identities. Yeah. Do you do visualization?
Yes, that's something I have gotten away from, but it is, I think I just do it throughout my day. Like my whole goal is I'm going to show up as the person that I want to be, regardless of the results. So it takes a level of like visualization throughout the day to be like, hey, like, you know, like I'm this person. And it almost like, it's not a fake it till you make it thing, because like I genuinely believe like inherently like I am this human being.
Yeah.
The universe and the reality hasn't come full force. And obviously once it does come full force, I'm going to want to be, you know, it's just like the evolution of that. But yeah, visualization is, you know, it's definitely something I do. Do I say like I sit down and I visualize for a half hour a day? Not really. But like throughout my day, like I am walking as if I am talking as if I am who I am want to be, if that makes sense.
So you're like constantly taking that into your daily routine.
Yeah, it's walking with delusion almost.
I know. And sometimes you have to be in the beginning, but and then you get comfortable with the thought, right? Because in the very beginning, it's super uncomfortable to actually think that you can show up as the person that you've dreamed to be.
Yeah, 100%.
How receptive is your team of this way of doing things?
It's a great question. That's actually a really good question. They, at first, it was more like the people that were above me. Like, because in these sales organizations, and you've been around like sales organizations and stuff like that, like with real estate and stuff like that. So like, you kind of get it. The culture is very like go, 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 hyped up on like energy drinks and like just, you know, whatever anybody else takes. And, you know, it's just grind hard and like, that's it. And so there is a shift for sure that had to be done. And I think at first people were like, what the heck is this guy preaching on? But throughout it, like, it's one of those things where if I live it and I have the results, then there's no way they can't say, hey, it doesn't work. And so I think like you can only teach by the clarity of your example. Words don't necessarily teach, unfortunately, as much as I wish they did. If you want to teach somebody something, you have to show them that you're living that. And for me, it was like, okay, well, if I want to teach this, if I want to be expressive with this and speak my piece and say, hey, this is the way it should be done, then Mike, you have to go make something happen and live like that. And I did, and I got the results. And then from there, it was like, well, that's what Mike's doing, so let me just follow what Mike is doing. He looks like he's still able to play the game at a high level. He's still able to go and knock on doors every single day, where I'm going out two or three times a week because I'm drained after each day because I'm just trying to like hustle through it. He's stoked on life, even though he's getting rejected every day. Like, there has to be something within that he is holding firm in, rather than just trying to go and chase results. You know what I mean? So it's definitely like, you got to lead by the clarity of your example. Again, I'm a big Abraham Hicks and Neville Goddard human being. And so it's like, it's that type of thing.
So they harder in the beginning for them to accept. And then once they started seeing you and then the results that you were getting, they started to catch on.
For sure. Yeah. Like, yeah. As I said, Tom Brady isn't going to listen to a dude that can't throw a football. You know what I mean?
Right.
And so it's like, you have to go out and you have to take what you are trying to teach and apply it to your own life, get results, come back and say, hey, these are the results that I got by doing this. You guys can try, you guys can take, and I always explain it as like the linear path or the vibrational path. Like, the linear path is work, 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 get a result, feel good, and then you're back down to baseline, work, 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 get a result, back down to baseline. Vibration is, hey, I'm going to consistently feel better and better and better because I'm becoming more of my authentic self and I'm becoming more of the person that I want to become. And in this, everything is going to be attracting to me as I get to these, like this state of authenticity. You know what I mean? And so I'm like, hey guys, go chop it up with people, go build relationships with people, go have fun with this job. Like, go enjoy the time, like bring your energy up and like, don't go and, you know, they call it burning doors where you're just knocking on a door and like it ends up in an argument because like you're trying to like push super hard. And I'm like, guys, don't do that. Like, you don't want to go do that. You want to go build relationships with people. And there's certain people, like, you can't expect 100% of the people at the bar to like you. You're going to have your group of 8 or 9. You're going to have
an analogy.
Yeah, you're going to have like your 8 or 9 homies in the corner at a table or at, you know, at the bar. And that's going to be that. The other 91 people aren't going to like you that much. But your goal is to go and find those people. And in order to find the people that you resonate with, you have to be authentic. Like, if you're not authentic, then you're just going to find these people that are either going to give you headaches in sales, going to cancel, going to just like run you in circles. Yeah. Whereas like for me, it's like, I'm not dealing with anybody that doesn't want to deal with me. Like, if you don't want to deal with me, I'm so okay with that because I'm looking for the people that I resonate with, that I can have a good time with, that I want to do business with. And so like, if you're always in that scarcity or like, I need the sale or I need the thing, like, oh my gosh, that's such a miserable way to do the job. It's all about building relationships.
Yeah, I totally agree. And when you force those sales because you're in the scarcity mindset, they end up being the hardest and most difficult clients anyway, right? And so now I call them high cost client. It's like, they're literally costing you more to do business with them than if you were just to let them go and go find a better person that is more in alignment with you.
100%. Like, on to the next, on to the next, on to the next.
High cost, get rid of them.
And that's something that, like, in the beginning, that's something that I had to learn because, like, I call it going and chasing ghosts. Like, you don't want to go and just, like, chase these people for the sale. Like, that's just, again, it's such a miserable way to do the job. Door-to-door, as I said earlier, like, it's all about longevity. And so if you're going and doing all of these things that are creating so much resistance in the job, like, it makes me exhausted just, like, even thinking about it, right? Like, My whole mentality is, I'm going to release as much resistance on the job so I can do it for longer. And then the people who last are the ones who ultimately see the compound result of their efforts. You know what I mean? Like, that's what success is just a compounding of like you doing the exact same thing. And so if I'm like, okay, well, you know, if it's going to take me 3 years to really, really get really good results, like life-changing results from this effort, or from this job or opportunity, then I'm going to figure out how to be able to show up every single day. And so I'm going to get in my mind to love what I'm doing. You know what I mean? Like, a lot of people, they don't like knocking doors. They just like the result. For me, I'm like,
by the way, I think door-to-door knocking. I've done it like 3 times in my whole real estate career, but it's like fun.
Yeah, yeah.
It's 100%. Rare. Like, I'm extroverted, so maybe that's why it's fun for me, because you actually are with people. It's much better than like cold calling, and you get to make a better connection.
Yeah, for like a brief time in Solar, I did probably like 5 or 6 months of like on the phone, and I was in a cubicle at a WeWork, and I'm like, this sucks. Like, who would ever want to like do calls? And then I came to California. I'm like, okay, so I'm in San Diego. I can walk around 75 degree weather. Like, I can, you know, go and just chop it up with people in random neighborhoods. Like, if they don't like me, they're never going to see me again. Like, if they like me, then sweet, I'm going to make a bunch of money. Like, and I get to build relationships. And then, oh, wait, I get to like build teams and be part of like this cool culture. And like, I don't know, I had such a different mindset coming into the door to door space than a lot of people, where they were like, man, I have to go knock doors. Like, that sucks. For me, it was like, dude, thank God I can get out of this WeWork office. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. I totally agree. When I first started, I did calls. Lots of calls, not cold calls, but like lots of calls to Sphere, et cetera. And it was like, I don't want to be locked in my office all day making calls. Although it was very fruitful because I was calling people I know, making those connections and relationships. But then I started hosting like events, and that was like so much more enjoyable to me. And then like, because it was more enjoyable to me, it was more in alignment with me. Like, the results started to get better, et cetera. And my efforts were compounded because of that as well.
Yeah. Wow. I like that a lot. Maybe, man, that's actually a good idea to start doing.
What about all your past clients? Give them an event, appreciation event.
Yeah, wow, that's actually a really, really good idea.
So 67% of my business was referral in real estate. And it was just like, we never paid for ads. We never paid for leads. And that's how I got into coaching and consulting, because people were like, what are you doing? You're not paying for leads. And yeah, it was just all about like building referral relationships.
Yeah, that's so cool. Yeah, that's one part of my game that I really need to do. Like, I love going out and knocking on doors, and like, I don't mind it whatsoever. So in that, my referral game I haven't really worked on it, to be honest. I'm just like, hey, I can just go and knock on 50 doors and I'm going to find somebody, you know what I mean? Like, it's that type of thing. Like, I'll build a connection with someone. And so I've just never really had the, not necessarily need, but I haven't put too much effort on it. But that's something I'm really, really focusing on this year. Do you have any like
pointers? Because like, you've been in business, you've been in Solar for what, 3 years now?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, most of your business should be referral. You should not even need to go out to door to door.
Yeah, that is so true. I need to work on that. That,
talk that's about one getting that easier.
Yeah, yeah, 100%.
Yeah, that's awesome. Okay, you said Neville Goddard's your favorite. You talked about rejection. You didn't talk about specifically how you deal with rejection, but I think you covered it. What's like next for you? Are you looking to coach people?
Yeah, so I'm getting into coaching and consulting. I've toyed with the idea of like sales I'm going to get into like some type of like communication consulting. Human relationships, human development, consciousness is something I'm really, really focused on. Identity shifting, just a lot of mental game type stuff. As I said, I've just seen it work so many times with myself and so many times with a lot of the people I'm working with on my teams. And so it's like, hey, if I can teach this and I can teach the energy work, especially when it comes to like logical sales brained type individuals.
Yeah, male brain, you mean? Just say male. Yeah,
male brain. If I can relay the information in a way, because for example, like, I introduce people to Abraham Hicks, Esther Hicks, and it's very like there's a woo-woo factor that a lot of people, they can't get behind. And so for me, like, being a male and understanding it, and then also having done the door-to-door sales and having done like a lot of these things where it's very like right brain thinking, if I can introduce this side of everything, it's going to fill a gap in the market when it comes to a lot of this like leadership training, sales training, human relationship training, stuff like that. So that's the goal, building communities and consulting for sure.
I love this, because it sounds like you were just made for this and doing everything leading up to this. Do you know your numerology? Do you study numerology?
I'm not too much, but I'm a Libra.
Can we like be a nerd for 30 seconds?
Yeah.
Which is like my MO.
But what'd you say?
Go ahead.
So going off of what you said, like all of these things leading up, like I've seen it transpire like over the past couple of years. Like that's actually exactly what like me and my wife talk about a lot. It's like, yeah, so, you know, coming out to California led me to modeling, and modeling led me to practicing scripts, and scripts led me to, you know, or acting, or modeling led me to acting, acting led me to reading scripts, scripts led me to sales, sales led me to this, and this led me to this. And now I'm at this point where I'm like, oh, okay, no, I get why all of this I've, you know, been not put through, like I've actually enjoyed the majority of like the learning curves and stuff like that. But yeah, it's just a progressive, like, okay, this to this, this to this, this to this. And so it's now just like all coming to fruition, which is really cool.
I love that. You'll have to look up what your life path number is in numerology to see like if you're a teacher, or numerology supersedes astrology. But just like you said, you're a Libra, there's a sign, like your number represents a personality for yourself.
Okay.
So I'd be curious to know what you are.
Yeah, I'll have to look for sure.
Completely off topic.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm also obsessed with coaching, if you couldn't tell.
Yeah.
I love that. We'll have to connect and see. All of my people are real estate, but we do a lot of leadership boot camps and in-person trainings and stuff, and see. Do you know yet how you'll teach it?
I want to build a community, but I also want to do masterminds. That's my main thing, like smaller group, high ticket. And then like, obviously you have like the, you know, throughout the year, you have like the Zoom trainings and like courses and stuff like that. But the main thing is in-person, like immersion type thing. I think that is, again, like I can only teach by the clarity of my example. And yeah. I've been around, especially like being in Sunrun, the solar company I'm in, like I've had the opportunity to be around very high level people, like 8-figure, and not just like financial, but like just like high thinking human beings and like high mm-hmm. leaders. And being around them has taught me that being around them is the good part. It's like, yes, like the stuff they're saying and like the content they put out, that's all great. Like, and like watching videos, but when you're around somebody, like you can replicate that energy and then take that energy and go out and do something with it. And so I feel like that's kind of like the whole goal for me is to just like build a community and then masterminds. And I'll obviously have like digital products and like eBooks and courses and stuff. But the main thing is masterminds for sure.
Love in person, by the way. Have you done any self-development conferences or masterminds or retreats?
I mean, we have a lot of like leadership retreats through Sunrun.
Okay.
Like we just have access to like very, very like high leadership type people in the company. So, and they obviously like bring in speakers and stuff like that. So that's pretty much the extent of it. But I want to venture into more like big like leadership conferences and stuff like that for sure.
I love this. I'm so excited.
Yeah.
What are, besides, you mentioned, what are like tangible takeaways for people that want to do some identity shifting, their journaling or scripting, visualization you do throughout the day?
Yeah, that's a great question. So I think the biggest thing for me and what I have found this past year to be the fundamental is however you are thinking, like your emotions are a guidance system to what is actually true to you, right? Like there's a reason why negative thoughts are negative to you and why positive thoughts are positive to you. And so like if you are seeing you in a negative light, that is, it's not in alignment with who you actually are. How to identify your purpose and how to identify who you actually are is what feels good to you. Like, to be honest, it's how does God see you? Like, align yourself with how God sees you and feel that value and practice that and have the, like, the processes in place to go back to that state and have that level of discernment. As I said, like, we are made in his image. You know what I mean? Like, and I don't want to get too like biblical or like, you know, because everyone is at like a certain level on it, but it's true, right? Like there's a level of alignment, and when you're in alignment, you're feeling good about yourself. So like, listen to that intuition of feeling. Don't just say, screw your feelings. I know there's a lot of people out there that say, you know, don't listen to your feelings and just go off of like what you need to do, which like to an extent there is like, hey, get the stuff done. But it, if it is out of alignment with who you actually are, like you're working against yourself. See yourself in your highest, see yourself as valuable, see yourself as divine, see yourself as already complete. There is just certain things that you need to wash away. We are diamonds with mud on us. We are not these things that need to grow into this magic thing. We're already complete. You know what I mean?
And I love it.
It's coming back to that.
I love it. You're super inspirational. And I'm very thankful for all of your messages all the time on social media. Honestly, it's like such a good reminder all the time to just like feed your feed with that stuff.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you so much. We'll link all of your stuff. Yeah, you're welcome. Thanks for reaching out. We'll link all your stuff. And when you're ready to launch your coaching and communities, let me know. And then let's talk offline about like leadership and conferences.
100%. Yeah.
For sure. All right, cool. Okay, Mike, enjoy your day. Happy weekend. All right.
Yeah, you too. All right. I appreciate it, Kate. Thank you so much.
Thanks. Talk to you later.